As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturer's Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Presented by Subaru Canada. Call this your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, your humble host and anchor. Lisa Pileski is back from vacay, our supreme commander in Raceline Master Control this week. Vic Politian looks after the network end of the operation for us. Coming up over the next hour for gearheads across the land, while chopping through the administrative process, work continues around the periphery of the Canadian Motor Speedway project in Fort Erie. The road system surveying being done from above. CMS Engineering Services Manager Ken DePodesta is back to tell us all about this newfangled aerial system. Always staying plugged in locally and regionally, Ransomville Speedway and News Talk 610 CKTV coverage opens under brand new, now U.S.-based management. We'll reconnect with GM Tanner Robinson as they unwrap season number 59. Hinchcliffe gets a solid lead to the Indy 500, a podium on the road course. The Force Girls lead the way in NHRA Nitro Funny Car and Top Fuel. Mrs. Graham Rahal, better known as Courtney Force, will talk about having sisters at the top of the heap in two of the three pro categories. And contest-wise, more of your entries in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the race wrap, 18-year-old Wonder Boy Verstappen makes history in Spain. Kenseth in Clover at Dover. And Pagano makes it three in a row. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states besides, and well beyond that, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Cameron Haley, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Here comes the road, the unpaved road. I'm gonna barrel through all this mud and gawk. With all-wheel drive, I know I'll never get stuck. I love my car, mud everywhere. I think it's in my head.
The 2016 Subaru WRX STI. Engineered to perform, so you can too.
Subaru. Confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
Ha. I used to dream big money, now I'm living my own dream. When I pull up in my BRZ, I hear the lady scream. Zipping but never slipping, I'm gripping tight to corners. I'm chilling like a villain, so I flip on the seat warmers. The way the boxer engine drives will make you feel alive. And I drove it off the lot for 27,395.
The 2016 Subaru BRZ starts at just $27,395, so anyone could drive like the 1%.
Subaru, confidence in motion.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru with the Raceline Race Wrap. And here we go, F1 Spanish Grand Prix Catalunya. Major drama in this one. F1 dominator Nico Rosberg and teammate Lewis Hamilton crash each other out on the very first lap. What? Well, the team says it's not clear-cut, and the stewards say no foul, so there you go. It's just a racing incident. It basically sets up 18-year-old boy wonder Max Verstappen to become the youngest driver ever to win an F1 GP. The Belgian-born Dutch pilot had just been called up from the Toro Rosso team to replace crash-prone Daniel Kvyat just days before. And the kid wins his debut, leading half of the final 66 laps. Pretty good. Rosberg's winning streak stops at 7, just like that. Kimi Raikkonen second in the Ferrari, mate Sebastian Vettel third. Max did beat some pretty big talent. F1 points into Monaco. Rosberg still on top by 39, but Raikkonen takes over second in the tally. Hamilton drops to third. F1 file, yeah, the sound of the engine's still pretty anemic, so they're coming up with some kind of a sound generator gizmo in the exhaust to crank up the noise. F1 stakeholders recently signed off on a package of engine regs for 2017 and beyond, with moves to improve the noise of the cars part of those regulations. Fans and even, yeah, Bernie Ecclestone have argued that some of the F1 traditional appeal has been diluted, or muffled, I guess, in this case, since the arrival of the quieter turbo engines in 2014. Let's do NASCAR Sprint Cup Dover, Delaware. What the heck? A huge 18-car wreck with about 50 laps to go shuffled the running order drastically. And it wasn't even a plate race, for crying out loud. The messiness allowed Matt Kenseth to score his first win of the season to make the chase. Actually, Jimmy Johnson didn't fire on a restart because of a gearbox problem. And when he slowed down, everybody just sort of piled into each other and him behind him, if you know what I'm talking about. Kyle Larson second at Dover. Chase Elliott finished third. Cup points into Charlotte. Kevin Harvick 15th at Dover leads Kyle Busch, who was 30th. By 21. Cup clippings. NASCAR suspending Kyle Busch's crew chief Adam Stevens for a week. Fined him 20 gur for failing to secure all five lug nuts on the Joe Gibbs number 18 in late stop at Kansas Speedway. Kyle won the race, as you recall. Anyway, tire changer Josh Leslie also suspended, both on probation to the end of the year. They were not in Kyle's pit at Dover. No, they weren't. Busch will be allowed to keep the 3 bonus points he earned towards the chase. NASCAR recently signed and changed off on the lug nut rule after Tony Stewart accused them of slacking off on safety, allowing teams to secure as few as 3 nuts during pit stops, heightening the obvious risk of loose and flying wheels. NASCAR Xfinity Series at Dover to Eric Jones. NASCAR truck, same place. Recent Raceline Radio guest Matt Crafton won that. Calgary's Cameron Haley for the Fan 960, 19th, losing fuel pressure, had to pit under green. Same issue and result a week ago at KC. IndyCar, Grand Prix of Indianapolis and the Speedway's road course. Simon Pagenaud making the championship a runaway, it would seem. Lightning-fast pit work from his Penske crew helped him score his third win in a row, beating teammate Elio Castroneves out of the pits late to preserve the W. Elio second, and a mighty fine third place, a podium for Canada's James Hinchcliffe. The Oakville native started third and finished there, too. A nice lead into the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Definitely. I mean, we had a great race in Long Beach, great race in Barber, better race here. So this team's really on a roll, and I know that's hopefully a good sign heading into the month of May.
IndyCar points into the 100th running of the Indy 500. As we said, Pagenaud's streak has him 86 better than defending champion Scott Dixon at the moment. IndyCar notes it's official. Watkins Glen Labor Day weekend, replacing the canceled street race in Boston. And finally, for years I've railed on the Honda Indy Toronto brass about not providing a decent cup of coffee on site. It's not going to be a problem anymore because iconic Tim Hortons will push caffeine for the 30th running of the Toronto Indy in July. They'll fuel the event as the official sponsor, selling their Joe and baked goods on site from a Tim's coffee truck for fans and race team personnel. I got to tell you, the mechanics and the team engineers will certainly appreciate the Tim's in those pre-dawn hours working in the paddock, not to mention blurry-eyed fans and a certain radio host who has trouble waking up without a jolt of Java. Straight lines, NHRA Drag Racing Atlanta, your winners, Doug Kalita in Top Fuel, Matt Hagen, Funny Car, Jason Line, Pro Stock. Coming into the weekend, some NHRA history for you, as the Forest Girls, Courtney and Brittany, are the first sisters to lead points in 2 pro categories at the same time, noting, of course, that Courtney, going into Atlanta, was actually tied with Tim Wilkerson for the lead in Nitro Flopper points. Still, Mrs. Graham Rahal, better known as Courtney Force, says it's extra special to have sisters at the summit.
It's pretty amazing for the females in our sport to be able to continue the win streak. Nothing like a little bit of pressure. I mean, to be in the points lead, you know, with my sister Brittany in Top Fuel is something that's, you know, I can't even describe. It's a moment that you can't even describe in words. It's pretty incredible that, you know, my sister and I are both leading right now, and I'm going to cherish this moment for a long time.
And like their legendary dad, John Forrest, both are top-notch people. The Rally News presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Sounds like he's on the top of the Rally America Championship, the Olympus Rally, Shelton, Washington State. And another victory for Subaru Rally Team USA and former Raceline Radio guest David Higgins and his co-driver Craig Drew. By 9 seconds better than O'Sullivan Putnam in their Subaru WRX STI. Seahorn Jankowski were third, top three all in Subs. Bikes, congrats to former Raceline Radio guest Nicky Hayden, who wins his maiden voyage in World Superbike at Sepang, Malaysia. That's his first win, I believe, since 2006 on any kind of a bike. Faces in the pits. Well, we hinted at this, didn't we, during our interview with Haas F1 driver Romain Grosjean last week? And now it appears it's very close to coming true. The team is working on a plan for Grosjean to make a NASCAR start with Stewart Haas Racing, possibly as early as this season. The F1 team's chief operating officer, Joe Custer, tells us a road course run in Cup makes the most sense. The two NASCAR road jaunts, Sonoma June 26 after Montreal, and Watkins Glen in August, occur on weekends where F1 is off. So there you go. Grosjean told Raceline Radio he'd love a toot in a Cup car. Just as Stewart Haas co-owner Tony Stewart told us, he finds F1 machinery fascinating. He thinks Smoke wouldn't mind a snort in one of those things to kind of repay the gesture, if you know what I mean. Oakville's James Hinchcliffe is going to donate winnings from the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, where he finished a tidy third, to the Canadian Red Cross to help families displaced by those terrible Fort McMurray wildfires not far from our TSN 1260 partners in Edmonton. Hinch says it's heartbreaking to see so many folks lose their homes. The fire could burn for months, already scorched over 620 acres. Make that miles. Square miles, obviously. Schmidt Peterson Motorsports co-owner and former Raceline Radio guest Rick Peterson supports Hinch. Rick is trying to bring an IndyCar race to Calgary for September next year in that fire-ravaged province. And Peterson and the team are going to match Hinch's donation dollar for dollar, all the money going to Fort McMurray and their fire problem. And that's all we can jam in there for this week on the Race Wrap. Questions, opinions, always welcomed. Share thoughts and opinions with fellow gearheads across the network, because your comments could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Sampling more of your emails, entries, and comments in mere moments. All right, Lisa, pit stop time it is. Then Ransomville Speedway's Tana Robinson, an opening under new management, then a lesson in Canadian Motor Speedway Engineering with Ken DePodesta. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Matt Kenseth, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas here with you. Have a look at our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. Show guest schedules, a list of network affiliates, broadcast times are all there for you. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. Always staying on top of the local and regional stuff along this here network of ours. Ransomville Speedway, just across the Niagara River in Ransomville, New York, close to Niagara Falls, is a faithful Raceline broadcast partner on News Talk 610 CKTB as they just opened their 59th season of operation at the Big R. And where the last 43 years has been under ownership of the Friesen family on the Canadian side in St. Catharines, this is the Big R's first campaign under new Buffalo-based management. Their first big show just around the corner, so let us check back in with Ransomville Speedway General Manager Tana Robinson on Raceline Radio. Talk a little bit about that adjustment, working with new owners and the extra load, because, I mean, you're all trying to get to the same place. They've never done it before. You have. Just talk a little bit about that transition.
You know what? Obviously, there's a bit of a learning curve.
Sure.
That has to take place. They are certainly not new to owning businesses, because they have several very successful businesses, but, of course, they're new to owning a racetrack.
Right.
So, you know, kind of between with my knowledge and their resources, we've been able to accomplish a lot before getting the gates even open.
Right.
And those improvements and so on will continue throughout the season. People, I'm sure, on Friday noticed right from turning into the gate, it's a much smoother ride into the grounds, much neater looking, and our brand new sign out front. The new VIP suites, the new offices, the new merchandise area, so much going on. And, of course, the new track surface.
Right.
Drivers noticed a little bit of a change in the scope of it, so mm-hmm. to speak. We did take out some banking.
I think other than maybe a little dust, I think just about everybody kind of liked the new configuration a little bit, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Most of the dust was created when guys went off into the moat.
There you are.
Yep. And got their tires there. And quite honestly, Eric, that was something that Jamie always watered. It was something that did not dawn on any of us. Thought about it.
It happens.
Now we certainly know that, you know, before the heat this week, we'll spray that moat down a little bit. And we had a broken water truck. You know, Murphy's Law.
But
a new water truck was delivered Saturday morning, so that problem has been solved.
Perfect, perfect. Tana Robinson is the general manager of the Big R, Ransomville Speedway, Ransomville, New York, a big part of the dirt track modified racing scene in southern Ontario, Niagara, and western New York on News Talk 610 CKTB. Now solely American-owned, Tana, all admission, fan gate, pit gate is in U.S. funds, but at the same time, you always want to make sure Canadian fans and drivers are made to feel welcome, so that's why you're involved with Raceline Radio on CKTB on the Canadian side, because Canadians are still important to what Ransomville's trying to do, are they not?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
There you are.
We are taking Canadian credit cards, so for those who still wish to pay in Canadian, can certainly do so using their credit card. The reason to not take Canadian funds, the actual cash anymore, is simply the bank. On top of the exchange fee, they then want to charge you an administrative fee on top of it.
Yeah.
Honestly, Eric, we would have had to have been charging 50% more on the dollar.
Yeah, that wouldn't
work. And
that
just seemed outrageous to me.
Yeah.
So honestly, if they use their credit card, it's saving them money versus us having to up it by 50% for cash.
Let's talk about your first big show on the schedule, May 30th. Budweiser and Wentz Propane present the Super Dirt Car Series 358 Modified to 75-lapper. You've got fireworks as well. The first big one of the season on the schedule is always exciting, isn't it?
It certainly is, and this year it's obviously quite a bit different. We haven't raced on Memorial Day in years. The best part of it is we're flying solo. You know, we're not really competing against anybody.
That's right.
So that should help enormously. And we're really looking forward to the 358 Stars to come to town and take on our 358 field, which is obviously very stout in itself. We did have 29 for opening night in the modified.
Fabulous.
Just unbelievable.
Excellent, yeah.
But we do expect some of the dirt car stars to also make their appearance, even though they may not be chasing the small block point. $5,000 is pretty attractive for the winner, so I do expect some of those stars to surprise us and make a showing that night.
I also wanted to touch on the fact that this is a new era in Ransomville history, Tana. It's the first season in generations where the former owner, Stan Friesen, and his longtime partner, Kurt Ewell, are no longer with us. Both of those gentlemen, Kurt passing away about a month ago, Stan a few years ago. Kurt was always very proud of the place and the work you and the Friesen boys and the wives did to keep the place vital. And I know he enjoyed talking to you, and I know you enjoyed talking to him.
You know, they say life's about change and nothing ever stays the same, but sitting here as you're talking about that, I can't help but get goosebumps and feel choked up. I miss Stan more than I can even say. I didn't know Kurt well, but I did enjoy speaking to him from time to time. But I'll tell you, I learned so much from Stan Friesen. It's quite amazing. He taught me this business. He taught me how to relax and not let things get to me. I miss his presence. He was bigger than life in the racing world. He really was.
Yeah, he certainly was. And as we say, the time marches on, and we all have to take what the past generations have taught us and carry it on into the new regime. Tana, we have been big fans of the place going back to the 70s with our families involved with Ransomville going back that far. Continued success under the new ownership. We look forward to the May 30th Super Dirt Car Series special, and we'll see you soon, and I'll buy you some wings at Johnson's. How's that?
That sounds like a plan, Eric. Thank you for having me on.
Ransomville Speedway General Manager Tana Robinson on Raceline. Their 59th season indeed underway. Their first under new Buffalo-based management. We will track that all summer here on Raceline. All right, Lisa, the pit stop before another round of our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then going skyward for some Canadian Motor Speedway work with engineering head Ken DePodesta. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Marco Andretti, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
America's National Radio Motorsport Authority. It is the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Stay connected with my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns in Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web, yes, on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. Time now for the world-famous Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance to snag the grand prize pack. Asking you Subaru trivia questions, and you have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum, as we say, for the official draw to win the nifty prize pack. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season in November, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded with all kinds of good stuff from Subaru. So the question you have to answer to qualify to win the prize pack is this one, currently. Subaru's high-performance models are engineered strong but lightweight for maximum performance. Give me the weight in pounds. Yep, good old-fashioned pounds. Of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe equipped with a standard or manual transmission, or stick shift if you want. Again, Subaru's high-performance models engineered strong but lightweight for maximum performance. Give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe equipped with a standard or manual transmission, or a stick shift if you call it that, and many do. Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to get your email in. You spell Eric with a capital E, small k, and you never put a space at all between Raceline and Radio, because she'll bounce on you for sure. Let us now go to the mailbag, and let's see what we have here. Leaning over to grab it to sound authentic. Here we are. Oh, Chris Laurie, I believe it is. And if it's wrong, Chris, I apologize. Long time since we've heard from Oakville's own Chris Laurie. I believe it's Laurie. And I'm embarrassed because it's been a long time since we talked. And he says that, Eric, longtime listener, won a prize pack back in 1992. Woo! Our first year on the air. And I still have the ACT trading cards among my auto memorabilia, American Canadian Tour cards. Wow, I'd forgotten all about those. Tom Curley and company and Junior Hanley and Ralph Nason and Robbie Crouch and Harmon Beaver Dragon and John Paul Cabana. And wow, that's going back. Well, yeah, thank you, Chris, for doing that. I feel older now. And he says he's now listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan on their podcast system, and a lot of folks do, because the podcasting thing, and if you want to go to our Facebook page, you'll find all the affiliates there, and many of them have the show podcasted. Audio Vault is used here at CHML, where we're located here with Lisa. That is a great innovation because oft times when we're on the air live is not convenient for you, so you can go and listen to the podcast anytime you like, which is convenient to yourself, and that's a big boost and a great thing to have happen. And fairly recently we started doing that. Been going on for a long time, but when we first started the show, when Chris started listening in 92, we didn't have that, but we do now. Anyway, wants to enter the contest. He says the BRZ weight is between. He's got a couple of numbers here in the thousands. Oh, is that a clue? Maybe. But I think, Chris, to be fair, you need to give me the exact weight for the standard transmission version of the BRZ Sports Coupe, okay? Okay, I can't take a range between this weight and that weight, okay? You have to peg it exactly. And if you do your research accurately, you will be able to find that. So it's the BRZ Sports Coupe weight in pounds equipped with the standard transmission or manual transmission or the stick shift, okay? So you're allowed to take another swipe at it, as many swipes as you like. You can enter this darn contest as many times as you like. We don't care. We don't like to have a lot of rules about this. He says here, Eric, what happened to the Spanish Grand Prix on TV on TSN this weekend? I had to watch on the French language sports channel RDS, and my French is kind of limited, and I hate to miss Monaco. Not sure. I was not able to get to a TV this morning. I followed the race on the internet, on Autosport, and followed it lap by lap that way. I wasn't able to get to a TV where I was. So I'm not exactly sure. If you have any idea why the Formula One race, because it's normally always on, was there a conflicting sporting event? Right? Stick and ball? Could have been. If anybody knows why the F1 race was not on the on TSN, the Spanish Grand Prix, drop me a line, Eric at RacelineRadio.ca, and let everybody know. Great to see Hinchcliffe coming back so well from that terrible crash. Yeah, podium, third place behind Simon Pagenaud and Elio Castroneves at the Grand Prix of Indianapolis this past weekend. Well, Saturday, actually. Saturday afternoon race, as we're talking. And a podium for third, and that's good because he's been getting better and stronger each and every race. Of course, this is the scene of that terrible crash that he had a year ago in practice for the Indy 500. And now, as you heard him mention in the news, Hinchcliffe, that's a great setup for the 100th running of the greatest spectacle in racing. So nice to see Hinchcliffe come back, and Chris agrees. He says, keep up the great work and the program. Do appreciate it, Chris Laurie. He's going to straighten me out listening on the podcast on 590, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Let's have your entries. The Subaru trivia question you need to answer to qualify to win the prize pack. Subaru's high-performance models engineered strong but lightweight. Give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe equipped with a standard or manual manual transmission. Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your mail. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K. Another pit stop, please, Lisa. Let me take to the skies for some unique survey work around the Canadian Motor Speedway site with engineering chief Ken DePodesta. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Scott Dixon, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority for 24 consecutive seasons, by gosh. Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Eric Thomas with Lisa Valesky, our Supreme Commander, and Raceline Master Control, Vic Politian, handling network operations for us this week. The Raceline Radio Network is the exclusive national radio voice of the historic Canadian Motor Speedway development in Fort Erie, also in Newstalk 610 CKTV coverage. And while the CMS site plan is going through process with the town for permits to get heavy equipment back on site working, efforts continue around the outside of it. Surveying the roads that'll get 65,000 fans in and out of this facility is underway for the CMS traffic management plan. To save some time and ultimately money, a new cutting-edge aerial surveying system is being deployed that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Explained in detail by the manager of engineering services, Canadian Motor Speedway, professional engineer Ken DePodesta, exclusively back with us on Raceline Radio. You're talking about a survey situation there, but we're taking a bit of a different bent with that. Describe exactly what's happening here, because we're going up high, and it's not only is it accurate, it's super cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's technology that has developed now and has been applied successfully in a lot of different application areas. It's been developed in other countries and it's being applied here. And this particular technology is generally referred to as UAV or unmanned aerial vessels. Drones is another word that's being used, and this particular technology is being applied in combination with traditional survey technologies, GPS, global positioning system technology, and total station survey technology that provides centimeter accuracy. Mm-hmm. So the data that's collected using these technologies is brought together, compiled, cleaned up, and compiled, and is handed off in its final form to engineers who will use it the way that survey technology based on land-based approaches to collect it. They'll use it the same way as they would have because the accuracy is the same. It just happens to be a lot less expensive, at least by a factor of two, and a lot quicker to get done.
And what essentially, Ken DePodesta from Canadian Motor Speedway is with us on Raceline Radio. What we're talking about is essentially, and again, we don't have pictures to show you, but we can describe it. It is a small battery-operated prop styrofoam-based airplane that goes around and by computer technology is guided to photograph the site of where you need these coordinates, where you need to collect this data, where before it would have been, you know, we've seen them on the side of the road, guys with tripods and guys with sticks and guys with binoculars, all putting that stuff together. But this thing can go up there and get it done in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost.
That's correct. This, the road system that we're looking at, Eric, is 15 lineal kilometers long. I guess I doubled myself there, lineal and long.
That's but, all right.
15.
You're the engineer.
Yeah, I'm the engineer. 15 kilometers of road. Mm-hmm. A lot of road.
Yeah.
The requirements to improve these municipal roads has been driven out of the process that we've worked hard on with the MTO in particular and other stakeholders, called the development of a traffic management plan.
Correct.
The traffic management plan defines how traffic coming to this site and leaving from this site that would involve American visitors as well as Canadians. What roads are utilized? What routes are utilized to that require improvement to deal with the amount of traffic we're going to have in and out of here when we have 65,000 patrons here? What we need to do in terms of widening roads and accounting for different turning movements. And once we go through this, what's called a Class EA process, so the environment is carefully considered in all of this as well, that there'll be a preferred solution come out for each segment of the road. At that point in time, once it's approved and adopted, it will go into a final engineering form where a contractor will be will have access to a set of plans for construction.
So let me dumb it down, which I'm very good at, is the fact that this is all to do with the traffic management plan for Canadian Motor Speedway to make sure you can get fans in and out effectively and safely. And we're using aircraft drone technology to do the survey to make sure that this all works within the plan. Now, there is a large local involvement in this in terms of with Strata, the company that's doing this aerial survey, and other companies as well, which has always been a big CMS mandate, is to use as much local Niagara resources as you can.
The companies that offer professional service, the companies that are involved in construction of different elements of infrastructure, there are quality people down here in Niagara. And we are committed to the extent that they can offer professional service and offer quality infrastructure construction services, we are committed to that. The Strata survey people aren't located in Niagara.
They're Kitchener, right?
They're Kitchener.
Yeah.
But they have partnered up with Chambers and Associates out of Welland. These guys work great together, and I can see the technology that's involved here being applied in other ways off the roads and on the site as we get into other elements of the development.
As an engineer, it must be slightly frustrating, and I'll use that word, because you want it to move ahead as quickly as you can, but there's so much political stuff to go through and proper permits, and you all have to do that stuff. But this takes a fraction of the time with this aerial drone survey stuff, that instead of taking several weeks, this just takes several days.
Yeah.
So in that regard, that's a big positive for you.
It's a huge positive. We've been waiting for the right weather conditions. We need to get out here to do this work on nice, bright, sunny days.
Like today.
Like today.
Yep.
We need to do it before leaf cover occurs on the trees. So we're in the right spot right now.
And the birds stay away.
And the birds stay away. And besides that, we're looking at roads, and these roads out here are rural. What rural means in terms of roads is ditches. So, and we are maintaining ditches for the reconstruction of these roads. And it's important for us to collect the invert information. And what I mean is the bottom of the ditch, the elevations associated with the bottom of the ditch, and the inverts of cross culverts and things like this before weed growth and vegetation happens, because the aerial
It'll be obscured.
You won't be able to pick it up accurately. And we're all about accuracy here, because this data has to support not only the Class EA process for preliminary design and the selection of an alternative, but also will underpin the final engineering design, which is going to be the basis upon which the proposed works will be defined for permit and issuance to contractors to build the work.
We're on the Canadian Motor Speedway site in Fort Erie and talking to project manager Ken DiPodesta, the engineer. And as we run out of time here, as our drone, it's electric powered, battery powered. You can't hear it much at all, really, is the fact that I don't think, and again, the average fan who is going to come and watch racing at Canadian Motor Speedway has any concept at all on how involved this thing is, even before you turn one racing engine over.
It's a huge,
it's exhausting, Ken.
It's a huge project. I've been on it for 10 years.
I have to.
I know it's a long time. It's been multi-phased, and we're getting to the point now where we have a lot of things happening here. Class EA for the roads, and therefore a component of that, the survey. A lot of things happening concurrently. They're running in parallel, and we're trying to meet our objective at this point in time to commence site alteration in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. And that means rough grading. And that means putting
equipment shovels, back on the land.
Shovels, yep. Equipment on the land, yep. To create that grading platform. We're countersinking the oval to generate earth and rock for other purposes and to come up with the design of grading that supports the architect's view for the building itself. Mm-hmm. So that is an objective this year. It isn't about building the stadium at this point in time. We're going to undertake to do the work.
Take each step at a time in order.
Yep, and get ourselves ready for the right opening day,
exactly.
For the facility.
Ken, thank you for bringing me out here, because this was so cool. I mean, to watch this little airplane go up there and take all kinds of pictures, they're going to be so vital to the surveying and the accuracy of making sure that the road system around the track is accurate. And thank you very much for the information. It's always good to try and match slide rules with you. There's a term we don't use anymore.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's always a pleasure. Thank
and
you.
And following that, we again repeat the exclamation of this was easy, everybody would be doing it. But of course, planning and developing a $400 million racing and entertainment complex is not easy. And that's why pros like Ken DiPodesta are in charge of all engineering aspects of the Canadian Motor Speedway development that's covered exclusively right here on Raceline Radio. All right, Lisa, one more pit stop to squeeze in. Then we'll set up next week's show and more for you on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand, absolutely free.
Thomas, Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag is up there, so we're on the last lap. So here's what's going to happen next week. Subaru Marketing Chief Ted Lalka talks up the 2017 models of the potent Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the cars we feature right here as broadcast partners on the show. Start our countdown to the 100th running of the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, with Canada's own James Hinchcliffe, a year after his near-fatal brickyard crash, plus your entries for the Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thank yous too. Ken DiPodesta, Tana Robinson, Courtney Force, Indy Motor Speedway Radio, and NHRA Media. To Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Vic Politian for ops and pre- and post-production, and to the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast of the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.